Welcome to episode 1423 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our focus this week is on guideline number 9, which is about truth, speech, integrity, and faithfulness. In considering speech, the Apostle James uses a striking metaphor to describe the tongue. James 3 verses 5 to 8.
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison.
The tongue is small, but it is untamable. It is a fire. It can set an entire forest ablaze. This is more than a clever metaphor. It is a profound recognition of reality. A few careless words can destroy a reputation that took years to build. A lie spoken at a critical moment can change the course of history. Speech is powerful. The tongue is dangerous. Consider the power of the tongue through history. Genesis 39 introduces us to Potiphar, a high-ranking Egyptian official, captain of the guard, likely part of Pharaoh's elite security or military leadership, a man of wealth, authority, and proximity to power. Joseph comes into his household not by choice, but by betrayal, sold into slavery by his brothers, and carried down to Egypt, where he is purchased by this official, and, through diligence and evident favor from God, rises to become overseer of the entire estate. The text tells us little about Potiphar's wife by name, but both scripture and ancient context suggest she was a woman of status, accustomed to privilege and control within a powerful household. When Joseph resists her repeated advances, her desire turns to fury, and she crafts a calculated accusation, twisting events to portray Joseph as the aggressor. Her words, spoken with authority and fueled by wounded pride, carry immediate weight in a society where a slave's voice held little value against that of a noble woman. Without investigation or defense, Joseph is imprisoned. One woman's false testimony derails an innocent man's life. Joseph's trajectory is altered, not by his actions, but by her poisoned tongue. Julius Caesar was a Roman general, statesman, and dictator whose military conquests and political maneuvers transformed the Roman Republic. He had a close ally in Mark Antony, himself a powerful general and politician. After Caesar's assassination, Mark Antony delivers a speech over Caesar's body. Through careful manipulation of language, repetition, and insinuation, Antony turns the Roman crowd from supporting the assassins to demanding vengeance. His tongue reshapes history. His words ignite civil war. In 1994, during the Rwandan genocide, extremist leaders from the Hutu majority used the media, especially Radio Television Libre d'Emile Colline, to incite violence against the Tutsi minority. For months, broadcasts dehumanized Tutsis as cockroaches and portrayed them as enemies, conditioning ordinary Hutus to see their neighbors as threats. When the killing began, phrases like "cut down the tall trees" became widely understood calls to murder Tutsis, with radio even directing where victims could be found. In a country where radio was the dominant source of information, these messages carried enormous influence. Within 100 days, about 800,000 people were killed. The genocide did not begin with weapons. It began with words that normalized hatred and made mass violence seem justified. In 2003, false claims about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were used to justify invasion. Thousands died based on false speech. A lie spoken with confidence and repeated often enough became policy. A false claim spreads on social media. It is retweeted thousands of times. People believe it. They act on it. A business is boycotted. A person's reputation is destroyed. All because of words spoken without verification. But the tongue also has power to build and restore. In Acts, John Mark abandons Paul's missionary journey. Later, when Mark wants to rejoin, Paul refuses. But Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement, advocates for Mark. He speaks words of belief in Mark's potential. Because of Barnabas's encouraging speech, Mark is given another chance. He goes on to write the Gospel of Mark. History is changed by words of affirmation. In the midst of the U.S. Civil War, Abraham Lincoln delivers 272 words. But those words reframe the entire conflict. Those words transform a war about preserving the Union into a war about human equality. Those words echo through history, inspiring movements for justice. Simple words, spoken at the right moment, reshape a nation's moral consciousness. A student struggles. A teacher pulls them aside and says, "I see potential in you. You can do this." That one moment of affirmation changes the student's trajectory. The student begins to believe in themselves. The student succeeds. A life is altered by words of belief. After 27 years in prison, Nelson Mandela could have spoken words of bitterness and revenge. Instead, he spoke words of reconciliation. His speech set the tone for South Africa's transition from apartheid. His tongue had the power to divide or to heal. He chose healing. But what makes the tongue so powerful is what it reveals. Speech reveals character. Matthew 12, verses 34 and 35.
"For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart."
Your speech reveals who you actually are. You cannot hide behind your words. Your words betray your true nature. The gossip who spreads rumors reveals a heart focused on harm. The encourager who builds others up reveals a heart focused on good. The liar reveals a heart willing to deceive. The truth teller reveals integrity. This is why speech is so powerful and so revealing. Speech is not separate from character. It flows from character. Speech also shapes community health in ways we often do not notice. In a community where people gossip, where false rumors spread, where people tear each other down with words, trust erodes. People become defensive. Relationships become guarded. The community becomes toxic. But in a community where people speak truthfully, where people affirm each other, where people use their words to build up, trust grows. People are more vulnerable. Relationships deepen. The community becomes healthy. A single person committed to truthful, life-giving speech can begin to shift a community's culture. One person who refuses to gossip, who speaks encouraging words, who tells the truth even when it is difficult. That person's speech can influence others. Conversely, one person who speaks destructively, who spreads lies, who tears others down. That person's speech can poison an entire community. James makes clear that the tongue is difficult to tame. We struggle with what we say. We speak before we think. We exaggerate. We stretch the truth. We say things we regret. This is why the ninth commandment is not about achieving perfection in speech. It is about intention. The commandment is about committing ourselves to truthfulness, even though it is difficult. James 3 verses 3 to 5.
"If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts."
The tongue is small, but powerful. Horses are controlled by a small bit. Ships are steered by a small rudder. The tongue, though small, determines the direction of a life. This is the practical call of the ninth commandment. What we do with our words matters. Our words either build or destroy. Either reveal good character or evil character. Either heal communities or poison them. We have power through our speech. The question is, how will we use that power? Will we use our words to tear people down or to build them up? Will we speak truthfully or falsely? Will we use our tongue as a fire that destroys or as a tool that heals? The ninth commandment calls us to use our words wisely, to recognize their power, to commit ourselves to truthfulness, to become people whose speech builds rather than destroys. What has your speech destroyed? What has it built? What person's reputation have you harmed with your words? What person have you encouraged? What would change if you committed yourself to using your tongue to build rather than destroy? History shows us the power of speech. A lie can start a war. A word of belief can change a life. A speech can reshape a nation's moral consciousness. Speech is power. The question is what we will do with it. Father, help us understand the power of our words. Help us see that our speech reveals our hearts. Help us commit ourselves to using our tongues to build rather than to destroy. Help us speak truthfully, gently, with care for those who hear us. Help us become people whose words heal communities rather than poison them. Help us use our power of speech for good. And help us become people whose tongues are instruments of life, healing, and truth. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.